Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Oh my God, I cannot believe it. I am here on Future Fashion Icons with the sexy, the international sex symbol himself, Michael Luba. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Finally, I didn't botch someone's name, and everyone's been complaining that I keep botching people's names. I thought that I was the best at pronouncing people's names, but after this podcast, I apparently am not.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you.
I love your voice.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my God. And you're wearing bright orange. I love bright day glow orange. I would have wore bright day glow orange to match you had I known, but instead I wore a, this is inspired by Olympic swimming. I know that you are an Olympic superstar, so I had to attempt to coordinate that. So I am wearing an Olympic swim team themed outfit. You were the epic Olympic ice skating superstar, and then you became the legendary designer. How did you make that transition?
You know, I really love skating and I accomplished everything at such a young age, so that it was easy to transition when I was in my 20s. I just wanted to go to fashion school and get into design.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't skate though. Like, I've never even tried ice skating, because in roller skating, I had those Britney Spears four wheelers roller skates, but they looked cool, but I fell on my ass every time I tried them on. They looked amazing, but when I tried it on in the hard floor in the kitchen, I would fall on my ass. When I went outside on the cement, I would fall on my ass. When I went onto the black pavement, I fell on my ass. So then I tried it on the dirt as well, but then I hit my ass against a tree and then fell on my ass. So I was not convinced that I could. If I couldn't roller skate, I think ice skating for me may be a little dangerous. I feel like most people get it, but I feel like for me, it may be a little dangerous. So, oh
yeah, maybe stick with something a little easier, with like fashion or something where it won't hurt as much.
Wait, so ice skating did hurt?
Yeah, I've broken my back in figure skating before.
Oh my God. Wait, God. Don't male ice skaters get to wear those sexy outfits where it's like a see-through and sparkly?
Not really when I skated. Mine was very conservative. Things have now escalated in fashion and figure skating.
Yeah.
So things are now a little bit more, I say, abstract than they used to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, mine was a little bit more upfront of what I was portraying in my program.
What? What does that mean?
Like in my skating program, like usually the costume reflects to what you're doing and to the music and to the whole genre of the theme of the whole program. So like if you're skating to Elton John, people usually wear a flashy outfit or wear sequins on a certain part down the legs or something,
right,
with bell bottoms to, you know, mimic what they're skating to and who they are trying to portray in that program.
Yeah. Oh my God, but your program didn't involve anything sparkly and see-through, and yet you're known as the sex symbol. This is so disappointing.
What happened was, on Disney, I just didn't have much clothing because I played Mowgli. So that's what happened.
I love Mowgli. So wait. So who is your favorite fashion icon, and who is your favorite gay porn star?
A gay porn star, I don't know, but fashion icon I know would definitely be Karl Lagerfeld.
Yes. Also,
yeah, like you have to love Uncle Karl. He just did so many things in this industry that will just always be forever living on. So I think that Uncle Karl is one of my favorites. I love John Galliano and Alexander McQueen and Marc Jacobs, but I think Karl takes the cake.
And Carl was rumored to have lots of male escorts, and they were always super sexy, and they always became supermodels immediately after. Carl was like the what do you call it? He was the DL backdoor of gay porn into fashion. Oh my God, Carl set the
interesting.
Carl,
I never knew
the icon.
That.
Oh my. Although I do think that there should be more of those sparkly ice skating type outfits everywhere, not just the ice skating. They look so hot.
Yeah, they're pretty much just jumpsuits made out of spandex with Swarovski crystals.
Swarovski crystals. So yeah. I was seeing your latest line. I think it was from Paris Fashion Week, and there was a jacket that had like a sparkly holographic thing where it said Paris, Paris, Paris across the back. I want one. And also, if there could be one that says Mexico, 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 I would settle for the Paris one as well. Oh my God, it looked flawless.
Yes, we did that a few seasons ago, and it is definitely a statement piece. It came out for the entire Paris collection, and then we haven't done anything in Mexico yet. So I know we should do something. I'm always in Puerto Vallarta or Mexico City for stuff. So yeah.
Oh my God, we should go to Mexico City together, and we should wear matching juicy tracksuits with matching Von Dutch hats, with matching platform flip-flops, and eat churros.
Well, then you have to get the paparazzi, because we'll have to like get like a Bentley for the day or something, and we do a Kim K and Paris Hilton photo shoot.
Yeah. Oh my God, the Mexican paparazzi. Oh my God, you are groundbreaking. Yeah. I feel like we're already fast BFFs. So you had done a runway show for Coachella a couple years ago, right before the pandemic. You did Coachella runway show with lots of top models and special guests. I had seen that, and I had seen that one of the special guests was my main fave, Phoebe Price. And she
like Phoebe?
I love Phoebe. Phoebe is amazing. She's epic. She's iconic. She's legendary. Oh my God. And she was in your show for Coachella.
Yes, I love Phoebe Price. We met years ago when I was like 17 or 18 on a red carpet. And I just remember her with her big red hair coming onto the carpet. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, who is this? And so we met that night. I think it was like for Seven All Mankind Jeans, like the launch of it. Yeah. And it was so much fun. And then all these years, we keep seeing each other at places, and eventually our paths cross. And yeah, she's been modeled, I think, a few times for us now. I love Phoebe.
Oh my God, she's so iconic and so hot. So you're also known for, you presented several times at New York Fashion Week, and you're well known as being the first modeling gig of Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that is my claim to fame. Yes. Made by Even People magazine. Yes. I got Kendall Jenner like on the map when we did our show. It just exploded with the video game and just the everybody in attendance. It went viral. It was so much fun, and I would do it all over again.
Done. Oh my God. Wait, so who is your favorite LGBT fashion? Wait, you said Karl Lagerfeld. He is technically LGBT.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Would you say that you have any other LGBT fashion icons?
You know, I loved a lot of the people that were in like the Studio 54 crowd.
Yeah.
But of course, like Heatherette, like Trevor Rains and Richie Rich are such good friends of mine. I love them.
Yeah.
I love like just like Irv Lejay and Versace, and just everybody is just, everyone's just kind of like, does their own thing.
Yeah. So, like, would you say that you were inspired by Heatherette, like your collections were inspired by Heatherette?
Sometimes there is some inspiration, of course, from Heatherette. I love the brand. I used to shop at Patricia Field in New York,
yeah,
at her store, and I always always would see like the new Heather Rat that came in, and then they blew up and, you know, went into Macy's, and that was a whole nother thing. So, yeah. But Trevor was one of my producers on my Fashion Week shows, and Richie was always sitting front row. So we have been working together with my branding since day one on the runway in New York. So, yeah. So Trevor and Richie have kind of been like behind the scenes, always been very supportive.
I did not know that they were behind the scenes of the sexy Michael Kaluva brand. Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Yeah, they're amazing people. I haven't seen them since the pandemic, really. We've been just, you know, chatting online and stuff. But yeah, once everything kind of just chills out and we have another big event, I'm sure we'll be doing something amazing.
Yeah. So wait, so Heatherette, kind of like Karl Lagerfeld, they were well known for incorporating top porn stars into their runway shows. Would the Michael Kaluva brand ever include a hot gay porn star in their show?
Oh, of course. We are very diverse. Everybody's included to the party.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my God, there needs to be more hot gay porn stars on the runway.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Wait, so since you're an ice skater, that means you're in that means that you were in freezing conditions all day. Is there a special skincare routine for that?
You know what, I use Cetaphil, which I think is amazing. And I have to say, like, that is like my go-to. Like, when we used to use a lot of makeup or whatever for shows or whatever, it was just always like, make sure you use your Cetaphil. It's like the best cleanser ever.
Yeah. Cool. Well, what is coming next from the Michael Kaluva brand?
Well, we just are launching NFTs this week, which is really cool. We're going to be launching one, I think, tonight. And there's another one tomorrow and throughout the week. So we're launching that. And we just did a bag with Tara Reid. So
what?
And yes, it was a vegan cactus leather bag, which sold out within like seconds.
I like those limited edition bags. This is so sad. And I like Michael Kaluva and I like Tara Reid. I just find out about it and it's already sold out. It's been sold out.
Yeah, they're gone. But there's something new hopefully coming between us. If not, for sure, my brand will have something coming out soon. We have definitely a lot on the plates.
Oh, and then, my God. So there's NFTs and new collections with Tara Reid. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That is epic.
Yeah. So get ready. Just go to michaelkaluva.com or on social media platforms because we'll be releasing them soon.
Oh my God. I am so ready. Oh my God. Thank you for stopping by. It was so fun to chat with the Olympic superstar. Oh my God. So thanks for stopping by, future fashion icons. And I hope to chat with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.